Young Einstein and the Story of E equals MC Squared. Chapter 1. Love and Physics. Albert Einstein is the quintessential genius whose legendary E equals MC Squared is at once tantalizingly simple and deeply profound. The magic formula that contains a universe in a grain of sand. Of course, the story behind the legend is quite different, because the person who discovered the equation was neither venerable nor famous. He was a young, passionate, free-spirited outsider who delighted in breaking the rules. Cocksure and charismatic, he was a man with unbounded dreams, such as only the young can conjure. As for his celebrated equation, he hadn't set out to discover the connection between energy and mass. Rather, he metaphorically tripped over it. But this remarkable moment was neither the beginning nor the end of the road to E equals MC squared. My telling of this story begins in the spring of 1897, when 18-year-old Albert, who had recently enrolled in physics at the Swiss Federal Polytechnic Institute in Zurich, was about to break his first girlfriend's heart. It would become an enduring pattern, but that is not my concern here. Rather, I want to begin my story of young Einstein's astonishing scientific discoveries with the man himself, at a time when only close friends and family recognized his brilliance. Then, I want to show how his genius unfolded and, in the process, explain the science that captivated him in the years leading up to 1905, when he would suddenly emerge from obscurity and revolutionize our view of reality. The academic year of 1896-1897 was a thrilling time to begin studying physics. Just a decade earlier, Heinrich Hertz had proved the existence of wireless electromagnetic radiation by generating the first known radio waves. Then, in 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen discovered another type of electromagnetic radiation, which he called X-rays. In 1896, Henri Becquerel observed that uranium salts emitted some sort of radiation that was made visible because of its effect on a nearby photographic plate. In 1898, Marie Curie would show that radium had a similar property, and she would coin the term radioactivity to describe the strange ability of certain types of matter to spontaneously give off energy.